And even Paul, it doesn't just arbitrarily return. He returns him with a letter. And obviously Philemon must have taken this letter to heart because the copy was kept. This is not the kind of letter that would normally be passed around from church to church. It's not really a doctrinal letter. It's a personal letter. I would have kept him. Then he might have ministered to me in the bonds of the gospel, as it's opposed to the bonds of slavery. There's a slavery to Christ. I am Christ's slave. I don't want to be, because we're all slaves. We're either servants to sin or servants to righteousness. Whoever commits sin is the servant of sin, Jesus said. I don't want to be a slave to anything like that, but I will willingly submit myself to Christ that I may be elevated, that I may sit down with him in his throne, that I may rule with the rod of iron as it was given to him. You know, that's the thing. People think, serve in heaven, rule in hell. What nonsense. In heaven, the kingdom of heaven. In the kingdom of heaven, those who are the heirs of it do not serve, except they serve as rulers, and that is a service indeed. Whoever will be greatest must be servant of all. But he will rule them with a rod of iron. And he puts also the rod of iron into the hands of his servants. Into the hands of those he calls his brothers. The brothers of Christ. But without thy mind would I do nothing. I wouldn't do that without asking you, because I respect you as a brother, Paul says. You know, that's why, you know, all those former verses are letting you know how much respect he has. Letting him know how much he respects him. And then, he was your servant, and so it's kind of like you're giving him to me. So I didn't want your benefit to be as it was by necessity. Meaning, again, I didn't want to command you to do this, because then I would take away, you know, that would be kind of rude to Philemon, because Philemon has the opportunity to give him willingly. And God loves when we give things willingly. Paul doesn't want to have to go, look it, I want him, I need him. You're going to have, in Christ, I command you. Let this former slave abide with me. He's useful to me. Thank you. You know, that's kind of rude. Especially to a brother who is as righteous as Philemon. And so Paul, though he knew he would say yes, he gave it to his mind. What would I do with him? Trusted his judgment. He's like, I'd like to keep him. And he says, well, maybe you'd like to keep him, because maybe... perhaps he departed for a season that you should receive him again forever. Maybe he's going to stay with you from now on. Maybe he should stay with you. Maybe you two were meant to serve Christ together. Not now as a servant, but above a servant, a brother beloved. Especially to me. Remember, particularly, I love Onesimus. How much more unto you, both in the flesh and in the Lord? I mean, because that's the difference. It's like when it turns from hatred to love, the love can be so great. You know, when someone has done you ill and then it changes, it can be such a change. He might find now that he had been more, you know, this unprofitable servant was someone he loved very much, and he might find the man to be much changed. Because when he says he was unprofitable to you, that's probably what Onesimus told Paul. Paul, I'm an escaped slave. Well, who are you escaping from? Philemon. He's like, Philemon? I know Philemon. He's like, yeah, oh, I was terrible while I served with him. You know, I did this, I did that. I was not this, I was not that. We don't get the details, but you can imagine things. He wasn't profitable. Onesimus told Paul this. So he was willing to tell him exactly what had gone on. He didn't need to write it because Philemon knew. So verse 17, if you count me therefore a partner, receive him as myself. Pretend like the Apostle Paul has come to visit. Receive Onesimus just that way. If he has wronged you or owed you anything, aught. If he hath wronged thee or oweth thee aught, put that on my account. I, Paul, have written it with my own hand. I will repay it. Usually Paul had someone write his letters for him, but he actually in here would insert his own hand. I will repay it in his own handwriting. Albeit, I do not say to thee how thou owest me even thine own self besides. A little manipulation. Yeah, I mean, I think he says this, but he's not saying it to grind Philemon's face in it. Philemon knows. Paul knows. He's mentioning it in the sense of saying, I don't even want you to consider it in light of that. I will pay it, literally. Paul's not just saying, consider it against your soul. He's saying, no, I will repay. If he owes you anything, money, I'll pay it. And I'm not even saying how you owe me your life. Okay, I want that to be off the table. I'll repay it. Saying how sincerely he's willing to stretch himself for Onesimus. Ye brother, let me have joy of thee in the Lord. Refresh my bowels in the Lord, as Philemon was wont to do. Having confidence in thy obedience, I wrote unto you knowing that thou wilt also do more than I say. See, he knows. He wasn't trying to really manipulate him. He was just trying to actually probably alleviate him and saying, look, I know you feel how you feel about me. And how you feel me, you owe me yourself. Besides, I want you to take that off the table. If he owes you, I'll pay. That's how much he means to me. But I know you're going to do more than I've even asked. Verse 22, but withal, prepare me also a lodging, for I trust that through your prayers I shall be given unto you. He thinks he's prepare a place also for me, because I'm probably going to come. Verse 23, There salute thee, Epaphras, my fellow prisoner in Jesus Christ, Marcus, Aristarchus, Demas, Lucas, my fellow laborers. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit. Amen. He seems to have been a Colossus. The references of these people are references to people in Colossae. In the Epistle of the Colossians, you hear about Epaphras, Demas, Lucas. The people who were there are similar. So you can kind of figure, oh, he sounds like a wealthy man who lived in Colossae, a Christian. And so that's the book. He makes his request of his friend for the sake of another brother, very simply.